Our gospel reading should sound familiar because we just had it last Sunday. I was very tempted just to repeat my homily from last Sunday for you tonight, but I figured that wouldn't be fair. So I figured I'd go a different direction this time because I had two ideas. So we have this beautiful imagery then of the vine and the branches. You know, Jesus coming from this agrarian society in the early days, they would have latched onto that idea very well. And in his imagery, Jesus then is that main vine, that main stalk, the one that comes out of the ground and ascends up the vines. And then we then are the branches that sprout then from that vine who is Jesus Christ. And the branches cannot survive, obviously, without the vine. It is the vine, the main vine, that produces the nourishment for the branches. It pulls up the nutrients from the soil. It pulls up the water from the soil and carries it up to the branches for them to have. The branches cannot live on their own. In the vine of Christ, then, that nourishment is the Word of God made flesh. It is Jesus Christ himself. Especially that Jesus Christ in the presence of the body and blood of Christ. I'm very blessed to have some of our First Communion people here, well, children here tonight, who will receive then the body and blood of Christ for the first time in a few weeks. Jesus Christ then is the true vine that provides true food. A branch does not receive this nourishment, will wither and die. A branch can also receive this nourishment and not make use of it. The branch does not utilize the nutrients of the food. In other words, the body and blood of Christ that we receive should transform us. If we receive communion and Mass regularly, and we have not grown any way spiritually or have become better disciples through it, well, that's not Jesus' fault. That is our fault. In that case, then, we do not grow. We don't let the food become a part of us. We don't let the food then make us better. We just ignore it. In that case, we do not grow, and therefore we will produce no fruit. But if we truly understand what we receive in the Eucharist, and it makes of us the grace given to us in that sacrament, we make use of that grace that we receive, that sanctifying grace, then we do grow. We become what we eat when we allow Christ in our life always, when we remain in him. When we draw closer to Christ in relationship then, and in love, then we start to produce fruit. Through our actions, through our interactions with others, in our prayers and in our sacrifices and joys that we share, through all of these things in our lives, if we allow the food of Christ that comes from the vine to nurture us, then we become the light of Christ. We become the light that then shines upon others. And it is through that light then the fruit, good fruit, is produced. All the ingredients then are there, right? We have food from the vine. We have water in the form of body and blood of Christ in the vine. And we have light, the light from our own lives, the light we allow to shine in us through Christ. Then we are doing as Christ calls us to do. We are being disciples, producing good fruit, and staying with the vine and growing. But all of it, it all starts with Christ as that vine.